Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's August 2015.
Unmanned aerial systems, commonly known as drones, are aircraft that do not carry a pilot aboard. Instead, they operate on pre-programmed routes or are manually controlled by pilots in ground control stations. Since 2012, the Federal Aviation Administration has been developing plans to safely integrate drones into the national airspace. A team led by Gerald Dillingham, a director in GAO's physical infrastructure team, recently reviewed FAA's progress on integration. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Gerald to talk about what they found.
We hear a lot about drones being used in the military, but this report really focused on drones for commercial use here in the United States. Can you talk about some of the potential commercial uses for drones?
Absolutely. And I think it's an important distinction that we make here between the military-type drone that we are used to seeing in the news in the war areas that are armed and predator-type versus what we're talking about now is the small less than 55-pound drone that will be used for commercial purposes of all types. I think, you know, we are just beginning to see the range of possibilities and potentials for the use of this technology. Almost any place where an aerial view will be an advantage or any place where the human could be in jeopardy could be served by one of these drones or this kind of technology. We already see it being used in search and rescue missions. We see it being used in law enforcement. We see it being used in news gathering. We also see it being used in a personal way in terms of like real estate oversight or taking pictures of weddings and things like that. And I think the big thing coming up is over the horizon a little bit, we'll see package deliveries from Amazon all the way to pizzas.
So then what are some of the things that FAA should be taking into consideration when they're integrating drones into the national airspace?
Well, I think the first thing that FAA is considering is maintaining the safety of the national airspace system. That is to say, as the population of drones increases, it's going to be critical that FAA and those who are operators of these drones can maintain safe distance between all the other participants in the airspace. That's big aircraft, that's little aircraft, that's helicopters. I mean, that's the key thing, is safety of the rest of the flying public. The other issue, I think, is command and control. That is to say that there has to be a technological solution so that if, in fact, someone is flying a drone, that they can, in fact, make sure that they have command and control of that drone, so that if they need to bring it down or they need to direct it in a certain way, that technology has to be in place. And I think the third thing that FAA is working on, FAA and a lot of other federal agencies, is the issue of privacy. There's a significant concern that someone could misuse this technology and violate someone's privacy on the ground. All of those are sort of, I think, the key issues that FAA has to deal with for that smooth integration.
Well, let me ask you then, how is FAA doing in the integration process?
Well, I think it's still a work in progress. However, we've been looking at this over the years, and clearly we were able to say that all the signs are pointed in a positive direction, that FAA is definitely moving forward with this integration, although it probably took longer than most people wanted it to take. Right now, it looks like we're on a good path.
So you mentioned it taking a little while, and one thing that your report mentions is that several other countries have been much faster in integrating drones into their airspace. What, if anything, have they done differently from the U.S. to make this move more quickly?
That's an interesting question. I think the first thing that we understand is that many countries have been doing this much longer than we have in the United States, and so they have a body of experience and knowledge that they're applying. The other thing is the recognition that our airspace, the U.S. airspace, is the largest, most complicated airspace on the planet. And at the same time, it's the safest airspace on the planet. So therefore, FAA is risk adverse. And I think everybody wants FAA to be risk adverse. So they're going to try to make sure as much as they can that when this integration takes place, it's done in a safe and efficient way. And even these countries that are quote unquote ahead of us, Some of those countries went out with the use of drones a little bit too soon. And we see around the world now that some of these countries are drawing back in order to put in place more stringent regulations and more guidance for the use of them. So we're okay. We didn't get there as fast as we wanted to, but the U.S. is okay in this.
And finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
Well, I think the bottom line is that this is a new technology that is going to affect all of us in many, many different ways, and that moving forward, we can see that we're on the edge of something new and great for all the U.S. population.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.